Welcome to MarketSnap's SWOT analysis for Pfizer, one of the heavyweights in the pharmaceutical world. If you're a long-term investor looking to dig into what makes this giant tick, or what could trip it up, you've come to the right place. Today, we're breaking down Pfizer's strengths, weaknesses, opportunities, and threats with a deep dive into their latest financials, recent developments, and what might be on the horizon. Let's get started with a quick overview of where Pfizer stands right now. Pfizer, as most of you know, is a global leader in the pharmaceutical industry, operating in the healthcare sector with a massive footprint. They've been at the forefront of innovation for decades, and their market cap reflects that dominance, sitting at a level that places them among the top players. But let's talk about what's been happening lately. Based on recent performance data, Pfizer has shown mixed results across different timeframes. Short term, we've seen some volatility over the past few weeks and months, but over the longer haul, like the past 5 years, their performance has been more stable compared to some peers in the industry. On the news front, there's been a lot of buzz around their strategic moves and pipeline developments, which we'll touch on as we go through the analysis. So, with that backdrop, let's dive into the SWOT and see what's driving Pfizer and what could shape its future for us as long-term investors. Strengths: robust revenue and financial performance. Pfizer's latest earnings call for Q3 2025 highlighted revenues of $16.7 billion, up 7% operationally year over year. That's a solid number, showing they're still pulling in serious cash despite a competitive landscape. Their gross profit margin also looks healthy, indicating they're managing costs well while scaling sales. Strong R&D pipeline. One of the standout points from the earnings call was their focus on innovation. Pfizer is pouring resources into research and development with a pipeline that promises new therapies and potential blockbusters. For long-term investors, this commitment to staying ahead of the curve is a big green flag. Global presence and diversified portfolio. Looking at their revenue breakdowns by region, Pfizer isn't overly reliant on one market. They've got strong sales across multiple geographies, which helps cushion them against regional downturns. Plus, their product categories span a wide range of therapeutic areas, reducing risk if one segment underperforms. Solid cash flow generation. On the financial statements, their free cash flow remains impressive. This gives Pfizer the flexibility to reinvest in growth, pay down debt, or return value to shareholders through dividends, which, by the way, offer a decent yield based on current metrics. That's something income-focused investors will appreciate. Weaknesses: debt levels a concern. Let's not sugarcoat this. Pfizer's debt-to-equity ratio is on the higher side based on the latest figures. While they've got the cash flow to manage it, carrying a heavy debt load can limit flexibility, especially if interest rates stay elevated or if a major investment goes south. It's something to keep an eye on. Margin pressures. Despite strong revenue, their net profit margin isn't as robust as some might hope. This suggests that while they're great at generating top-line growth, squeezing out bottom-line profits is tougher. Rising costs or competitive pricing could be factors here, and it's a potential red flag for efficiency. Short-term at their performance over the past week and month, there's been some inconsistency. For us long-term folks, this isn't a deal-breaker, but it does signal that market sentiment can shift quickly on Pfizer, possibly due to news cycles or broader sector trends. You've got to have a strong stomach for these swings. Opportunities. Pipeline payoff potential. Back to that R&D pipeline, Pfizer mentioned in their Q3 2025 call that they've got several late-stage candidates that could hit the market soon. If even a couple of these turn into big sellers, we're talking about a serious boost to revenue and investor confidence. This is the kind of growth story that gets me excited as an investor. Strategic acquisitions. The earnings call also hinted at Pfizer looking for bolt-on acquisitions to strengthen their portfolio. They've got the balance sheet to pull off deals, and smart acquisitions could fast-track their growth in high-demand areas like oncology or rare diseases. Keep your eyes peeled for news on this front. Industry tailwinds. The healthcare sector, and specifically the pharmaceutical industry, is seeing steady demand driven by aging populations and rising chronic conditions globally. Pfizer is well positioned to capitalize on this, especially with their diversified offerings. Compared to the industry average PE ratio, their valuation metrics like forward PE suggest they might still have room to run if they execute well. Emerging markets growth. Revenue data by region shows there's still untapped potential in emerging markets. If Pfizer can ramp up penetration in these high-growth areas, that could be a significant long-term driver. It's not a quick win, but it's a space worth watching. Threats, competitive pressure. The pharmaceutical space is cutthroat, and Pfizer isn't the only one with a strong pipeline. Competitors are constantly innovating, and patent expirations on key drugs could erode revenue if replacements aren't ready. The earnings call didn't shy away from acknowledging this challenge, and it's a real risk for future margins. Regulatory and pricing risks. Governments worldwide are cracking down on drug pricing, and Pfizer isn't immune. Any adverse policy changes, especially in major markets like the US, could hit their top line hard. This isn't unique to them, but given their size, they're often in the spotlight. Macroeconomic headwinds. With their debt levels, any rise in interest rates or economic slowdown could strain Pfizer's financials. Plus, if consumer or government spending on healthcare tightens, discretionary treatments might take a hit. It's a broader threat, but one that could impact their growth trajectory. Innovation risk. While their pipeline looks promising, R&D is inherently risky. A failed clinical trial or delayed approval could dent investor sentiment and cost them dearly in terms of sunk costs. As long-term investors, we need to remember that not every bet pays off. All right, let's wrap this up with some final thoughts. Pfizer is a powerhouse with a lot going for it. Strong revenue, a promising pipeline, and a global footprint that's hard to match. But it's not without its challenges. The debt load and competitive pressures are real, and short-term volatility might test your patience. For long-term investors like us, though, the story here is about growth potential through innovation and strategic moves. Their forward PE ratio suggests the market isn't overpricing their future earnings just yet, which could mean there's value to be had if they deliver on their pipeline and acquisitions. Looking ahead, I'd say Pfizer remains a compelling option for a diversified portfolio, especially if you're bullish on healthcare as a sector. But stay vigilant. Watch for news on their debt management and any updates on those late-stage drug candidates. That's where the real game changers could come from. Thanks for tuning into this SWOT analysis on MarketSnap. If you found this breakdown helpful, make sure to stay tuned for more daily stock market summaries and in-depth stock analyses. We've got you covered in video, audio, and article formats, plus bullet point SWOTs on our platform. Drop your thoughts on Pfizer in the comments. Do you see them as a long-term hold, or are you cautious? Let's keep the conversation going, and I'll catch you in the next one.